Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in New Orleans at the Fuse Alliance meeting, and I'm with Abby Reinhart, the president of GP Flooring Solutions. Abby, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
I want to talk about two things. First, you're one of the 10 winners of Floor Focus's Future Focus Awards. And for my listeners that don't know what that is a contest we do every year where we have independent judges that look at the entries and judge the top 10 professionals in the dealer/contractor sector under the age of 40. And you were one of our winners, right?
Yes. I barely made it in at age 39.
That's right. And it's a very impressive background. Let's run through that if you don't mind. I know you went to the University of Michigan for an undergrad and then got your master's from Harvard. Is that right?
Yes.
What did you study at Harvard?
I studied organizational leadership. And it was really great buying a business because after going to grad school and doing a lot of case study, suddenly I was living a case and I was able to implement all the changes that I thought should be made in an organization, and it's been a lot of fun.
Well, we started this contest because we kept hearing that there weren't enough young people in the business, and we decided to start a program that would acknowledge and promote the quality leaders that we have. And so for those people in the business that I talk to that say we don't have any great young leaders, I'm talking to one right now. Abby, after you finished school, you did several things, and one of them was in marketing communications. And then just a few years ago, you ended up buying this company, GP Flooring Solutions, from George Hague. Is that right?
George Hague, yes.
Tell us a little bit about the company.
So George had been in the industry for decades, and he was, I think, a third generation in the business. And my husband and I, for a long time, wanted to own and grow a small business. And over a period of probably 2.5 years or so, we looked at a number of businesses that were on the market. We looked at probably 13 or 14 different businesses. I would say half of those were in the construction industry, and half just ran the gamut. When we came across George's business, we knew him somewhat, and we trusted him. We thought this was an honest person. You want to buy a business from somebody you think is honest, so that was a bonus. The numbers made sense, and you know, we had an opportunity to grow it.
Mm-hmm. So you weren't in flooring prior to that?
No, I had no experience in flooring whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that interesting? And how many years ago was that?
That was a little over 3 years ago.
And I think you've doubled the size of the business from both the revenue and number of employees perspective. Is that right?
Almost tripled.
Tripled. Okay. Yeah. Fantastic. All right. So as you were looking, a business broker brought you this opportunity? Is that
yes.
What it was? Okay. Mm-hmm. And to finance it, how did you pull that off?
I mean, it's a combination. We have an SBA loan. There's a seller's note. And we had some personal funds that we invested as well.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. So let's go into a little bit more about the business.
I'm in Western New York. So we're headquartered in Brockport, New York, which is a little west of Rochester.
Mm-hmm. And what segments do you focus in?
We do a lot in education, healthcare. You know, in education, it's K through 12 and universities. Yeah, healthcare, corporate. We're kind of 50-50 as far as half of our business is working with general contractors. And those projects, you know, that could. We've done casinos, there's been education, there's hospitals, it's quite an array. The other half of our business is, you know, negotiated work direct with owners or end users.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And from a perspective of product, are you across the board carpet and hard surface, and how does that mix work?
Yeah, it's carpet and resilient for the most part. There's some ceramic, a little bit of hardwood if it's part of a larger scope.
And so what are some of your challenges? I know most people I speak to talk about labor. Is that one of your biggest issues?
Yeah, you know, the availability of high-quality labor is definitely an issue across the board. For us, moisture is an issue that we're concerned about. But yeah, no, labor is a biggie, mm-hmm. and we're trying to address that.
You know, Mohawk got in front of us today and talked about how this business is changing and how, you know, the whole dynamics of it may change and there may be more go direct business. Does that concern you after you've made this big purchase?
It is concerning. And I don't think we have experienced it as much in our geographical area as others have. And I don't know if that has to do with the climate in New York State and or the reps that we work with. I mean, we are really lucky. We've got some awesome manufacturers, reps who we work with, and they understand the value of working with contractors such as our business. We don't seem to have come up across that issue as much as some of my peers elsewhere.
Well, let me set your mind at ease, because they've been talking about this forever. And if you have a local presence and you do really well, I think there's always going to be a lot of good business for you. So a little bit more to your personal life, if you don't mind. I understand you have three children, and you also serve on some philanthropic boards as well, right?
Yes. I have a 2-year-old, 4-year-old, and 6-year-old, and I serve on 3 boards. Blackfriars Theater, the Hochstein School of Music and Dance. These are 2 world-class organizations in Rochester, New York, and I'm a trained singer, dancer, actress. I scratch that itch every once in a while. I do perform in community theater like every couple years. I try to do a little something, but I enjoy serving on those boards. I'm also on the board of the YMCA Camp Cory, an overnight camp I went to as a kid.
All right. So how do you do time management? How do you make all this work?
Oh my gosh, that's a hard question to answer. It's really hard. I try to batch my time Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. I have longer days at the office, and I try to do certain kinds of activities like meetings and conference calls. Mondays and Fridays, I try to open up more for in-person meetings outside of the office. And if I have to have a pediatrician's appointment for my 2-year-old or something, I'll only do it on a Monday or a Friday and that sort of thing. It also saves me with commute time, because I have for Rochester standards, it's a pretty long commute, so I try to be smart about my drive time.
And for childcare, do you use an au pair, or what do you do?
We do have a wonderful woman who takes care of our 2-year-old, and I don't know what we would do without her. She makes our lives possible. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's really wonderful. And then, you know, the 2 older kids are in school much of the day.
How many years have you been a member of Fuse?
Almost 3 years we've been a part of Fuse. We joined just shy of 3 years ago, so this is only our second annual conference.
So George, the previous owner, had not been a member of an organization?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Fantastic. Well, congratulations in many ways for being a young, progressive leader in the business and for winning the Future Focus Award and having a very successful business that's 3 times bigger than it was 3 years ago. Again, been talking to Abby Reinhart, the president of GP Flooring Solutions, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.